主最强大最强大的先知。
Well, blessed people, again, the Lord has spoken.
再一次。
And today I want to raise your attention to the conversation, the vision of January 7th, the year 2023, which the Lord has continually reminded me about to bring to you, to bring to your attention. Again, remember when we were hosting the guests here, the senior most clergy pastors from many nations here, senior most that came from Latin America, from Europe, Italy, Finland, and
芬兰，
Actually, he's very huge the way the Lord presented him.
巨大的瘦。
He was severely wounded, and then
他是严重的受伤。然后
after a point, now I could not see the wound. The wound was so bad I could see the flesh cut out. The flesh cut out, the blood.
受伤很严重，可以看到他的血肉、皮肉裂开。
And then the wound was on the head.And then after a while, then I saw that there was no wound again.
一会儿
And he was doing battle. He was doing battle. He was destroying the people of God. He was killing them. So in the midst of the healing services that we are running here, and the revival meetings, the nation calling for repentance, we need to make sure that the Lord, we pay attention to what the Lord is saying at this hour, so that you may get your focus and your bearing very right.The responsibility of such a message is very severe. It's very big. That you cannot go wrong over this. Again, the vision of January 7th, the year 2023, Saturday, when the senior guests were here, senior pastors from all over the world, and I was giving them messages. There was a big discipleship going on here, instructing them how to go to their countries and prepare their nations.For the day that the Lord has sent me to prepare the world for the coming of the Messiah. And then the Lord shows me this. He shows this vision of January 7th, 2023, Saturday.
January 7th, 1月7日, 2023,
the beast that is severely wounded, mortally wounded on the head, severely. And then as I continued watching him, I saw that he was now not wounded. And then he was doing a lot of battle. He was destroying. He was fighting and destroying a lot of things.
他正与神的圣名征战，毁灭他们。主持续的让我注意到这个，要把它带给你们，要提醒你们，就是在
这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，以及
在这个复兴医治聚会的必
要性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，以及在这个复兴
医治聚会的必要性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会
的必要性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，以及
在这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，
以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要
性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要
性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会的必要性，以及在这个复兴医治聚会
让我注意到教会的状态。
There is this very important monumental conversation.
这是一个非常重要的纪念碑式的对话。
The year 2023,
2023, 2023年1月7日星期六的异象，这个惊人的异象，惊人的瘦，他的头部严重受伤。当我持续观看他的时候，他的受伤却医好了。然后我看到他与基督的羊群征战，毁灭他们。这就是敌基督。这是主在教会面前提出一个非常重要的对话。
在 enjoying the healing services that are going on, the cripples are walking. You hear some of them. They simply brought a cloth.
当我们仍在享受这些医治复兴，却可以站起来。
The Lord God, the Father Himself, walking between the blind and the deaf, and their ears, their eyes and ears popping open. The cripples walking.By the shadow of the Lord himself, and now it's absolutely very clear to everybody that I am walking, we are walking with the shadow of God the Father himself. That is now very clear on global TV.
To as well demonstrated on global TV, to this
blind eyes opened up to about 70. And the cripples got up to 64, the deaf ears, we're not even picked the count yet, massive.
However,
Within the midst of all that, this is a very high warning the Lord raised. This is a monumental warning the Lord raised. The vision of the beast that was wounded, the wounded beast. Saturday, January 7th, the year 2023, while I was instructing the senior pastor from all over the earth on how to go and prepare the church. This is the Antichrist the Lord is raising before you. And you see in the book of Revelation chapter 13,
it says in verse 1,
the dragon stood on the shore of the sea, and I saw a beast coming out of the sea. It had 10 horns and 7 heads, with 10 crowns on its horns.
13章.
And on each head,
我看到另有一只兽从海中上来， 有十角，鸡头在十角上，
带着10个冠冕，
鸡头上有亵渎的名号。
The dragon gave the beast his power,
脚像熊的脚,
口像狮子口,
那龙, 将自己的能力, 座位, 和大权柄都给了他。 第三节, 我看见兽的膝头中有一个似乎受了死伤, 那死伤却医好了。 所以你记得我看到,
when the wound is oozing with blood and red and the flesh open, to when finally the wound is healed, he has been healed. This is what he says in verse 13.
然而那死伤最终却医好了, 这就是主在这里说的。
One of the heads of the beast,
启示录13章, 3节这里说的。
Seemed to have been wounded,
那个兽的头,
to have had a fatal wound,
似乎受了重伤,
has been healed. And the whole world was filled with wonder, and awe, and they followed the beast, meaning when they saw that the beast was wounded, and he is now healed, fatally wounded, and then healed, the more the reason the whole world followed him. And they began to say, who is like the beast? People worship the dragon, because he had given his authority to the beast.
于是,
and they also worship the beast.
那又拜那龙,
and they ask,
who is
like the beast? Who can wage war against him?
说谁能比这兽, 谁能与他交战呢?
And then I saw that the beast, from when he's wounded, when the wound heals. And the Lord says, you use that as a division to bring many people to that. That is the Antichrist. And in the book of Daniel chapter 7, verse 8,
但以理第七章,
look at how he is called.
第八节,
Daniel chapter 7, verse 8, he says the following.
但以理书第七章第八节,
in Daniel 7, verse 8, this is how he
is 这就是他怎么被称呼的。
Daniel chapter 7, verse 8, he says the following.
但以理书七章八节说的如下,
he says, while I was thinking about the horns, there before me was another horn, a little one, which came up among them, and three of the first horns were uprooted before it. This horn, talk about the small one, had eyes like the eyes of a human being, and a mouth that spoke boastfully. So in Daniel chapter 7, verse 8, he is called the little horn, meaning he will come small. People might even ignore him as he appears, might not know the amount of devastation or damage he's going to cause to the earth when he arrives. And this is the one the Lord is using to warn you that you may take the moment of the grace very seriously. These miracles and the wonders, the cloud of God that are called down in Kisumu, there's another visitation coming, the rain that has fallen down in Kakamega, in Joro, Eldama Ravine, Kiski, where Meningai 1, all through up to Lima, Peru,
Meningai 1,
and there's another rain still coming in
Lima,
India. All these visitations and these wonders, the Lord has prepared very well for the glorious coming of the Messiah.
主说要使用这些很好的预备弥撒的来临，这就是现在使用的药，警告人们。要使用这些来好好的装备你们为弥撒荣耀来的预备。我记得我给出乌克兰的战争，德国人正在预备他们的。
And the U.S. is under pressure now to release Abraham Kahn. And all the other nations are prepared their tanks ready to release Ukraine. And one of the leaders in Russia said that when a superpower loses a conventional war,
then that
war becomes a nuclear war. Because they must use
nuclear.
A superpower never loses war. So you can tell my prophecies are going to
fulfill,
and the issues of the global economy. In the book of Daniel chapter 9:26, it says the following. Daniel
9:26,
And the purpose to destroy the
ruler
and
the
country.
现在说的是他是一王的民.
Where the two of them, the two beasts,
and the same thing,
and because I did not understand the vision, at the time when the corona was
hot
and I was teaching you, remember I was having a lot of global teaching, global services, and I was handling the book of Daniel. And then the Lord sent Gabriel, the angel himself, and he stood before
the
我看到两个兽，一个跟着一个进入了。
耶路撒冷的圣殿，那是另外一个时代，那是灾难时期的圣殿。我甚至看到了兽，基督进入到灾难时期的圣殿。
所以这些是会发生的。再次，主提醒这一代人，2023年乐器的意象。 And I couldn't explore so much on this because I had so many guests here, senior leaders from all over the world, and I said I would revisit this. It could become a second theme in our journey across the earth. The stark warning the Lord is raising, monumental warning to this generation. Take the cripples, take the wonders, take the miracles, take the preaching, to prepare very well and get out of here. Because you see, in Daniel chapter 7 verse 8, He calls the little horn, meaning you can't small. People might understand that he's ignoring him, but not understand that he's a damn he does. And he's a little bit clearly when he signed a peace treaty with Israel for seven years. And then in the middle of the 7 years, he would turn around. So they might think a man of peace, but he would be good. Coming small, you can't see his devastation. But in the middle of the 7 years, then he destroys terrible, as we'll see shortly.
But in the middle of the 7 years, then he destroys terrible, as we'll see shortly. And then he destroys the city and the temple.
I was rushing to go to the prophets, then he gives me that vision to go tell them. A serious warning that prepare your nations, prepare yourself, prepare the church, and remove the church out of this theater. It's going to be a
warning to
you. In the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, if you tell me there, he has a name there again. Verse 3 says the following. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way. For that day, the day of the Lord, in other words, the day of judgment when the wrath is all over the earth, will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in the temple of God. Proclaiming himself to be God. So this is very powerful. This is what the Lord is warning about. That worship rightfully in spirit and in truth at this hour before it's too late. Because this is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 3. Here he is called the man of lawlessness. He will abolish all laws except his own law.
Two or three.
There will be no law governing except his own law. And I'm going to come to you shortly to understand the prophecy of the coronavirus that's devastating China and the whole world, as you saw. And then the prophecy of the war in Ukraine and how they have drawn the earth close. You have no reason whatsoever not to enter. You have seen creepers walking, whether you are Kenyan or you are a pastor that came from abroad, you saw with your eyes. The book of Daniel chapter 11, again, he characterized there. Daniel, and then in Zechariah. In Zechariah, it's called the wicked shepherd. Zechariah chapter 11, 15-17.
Zechariah.
But Daniel, the book of Daniel chapter 11, again, if you visit with me there. The book of Daniel chapter 11.
11章,
He will exalt and magnify himself above everything God, above every God, and will say unheard of thing against the God of gods. He will be successful until the time of wrath is completed, for what has been determined must take place. He will show no regard for the gods of his ancestors, or for the one desired by women, nor will he regard any god, but will exalt himself above them all. So this is what he's talking about, the warning the Lord is raising, that the Antichrist is coming. And
he's called
the king, and the king that is coming, the king, the willful king. He will do what he wills, what he wants. And
in
Zechariah 11, is called the wicked shepherd, the foolish shepherd. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, is called the Antichrist. John chapter 2, 22 also, he's called Antichrist.
22章22节,
very clearly that Satan is the one that gives him power. We read from Revelation chapter 13. So he's not a good man, he's not waiting for this person. The dragon stood on the shores of the sea, verse 1, Revelation 13. And the beast comes out of the sea. This is the Antichrist. There is another beast that comes out of the land. Everybody seems to say he's going to be Jewish. Yeah, so another beast comes out of the land, gives him access to the temple. But this one from the sea is the Antichrist. The one that comes out of the land is a very wealthy prophet, a false prophet. And so,
他非常非常的自由，所以主这里说的很清楚，神仇敌把他能力给了他，魔鬼把他能力给了他。你看到
Revelation
三章的二节，我看见这个兽，
看起来像虎，却有熊的脚和狮子的口。巨
龙将自己的能力。撒旦把他的权力、能力给了
基督。撒旦把他的权力给了基督。
把他的权柄给了那个敌基督。这个。
And he used two human beings. Satan used two human beings.
现在
the Antichrist is a political leader. And the false prophet is a religious leader. He will be quite religious.
然后那个假先知他是宗教上的领袖。
To control the global economy and to control the global religion and government.
敌基督会控制全球的经济和宗教他们的联合。
Now as global economy, where one person shuts off gas supply for what?They conglomerate together, they agree to get on the prices. There is this global wheat production, the wheat must move from east side to west. You see the dramatization of the global economy in our eyes right now. Anything happening to one part of the world affects the other side. And then the They can see it is this person who paid here, it is this person who bought bread here, it is the same person because you have that till number, you have that account number. All these are pointing towards the control of trade, global economy, and hence the use of the mark. Now you understand how it falls in place. But the Antichrist that comes, he fights Christ. You know, for the book of Revelation chapter 12, it doesn't have time to read it now.It is the presentation there, the prefigurement of a woman, the dragon, and the child. That woman is Israel. The child is Christ.
十二章那个女人，她是。
And that dragon is actually the devil himself.
那个龙其实就是魔鬼自己。
You can see it began from Genesis chapter 3:15, and put enmity between the woman.
创世纪一章的这个战争开始，就是她与这个女人征战。
Between the woman.And the dragon and the serpent.
龙和蛇之间的征战。
That battle, that conflict begins from Genesis 3:15.
这个征战从创世纪三章十五节开始。
And Michael, the prince, Michael, the archangel, is doing battle in the heavenly realm with the devil.
包括天使长。
And that's why I'm saying, the Lord comes at rapture to snatch away and give his safe passage. You're not above the air here, because the Bible says he is the prince of the air. So the Lord comes to snatch you and even give his safe passage from the air, through the air, that the enemy may not touch you or block you. The power of the Christ at rapture.
You need to be born again properly now to be evacuated
from this place. And so, in finishing, you see very clearly that Satan empowers the Antichrist.
撒旦将能力赐给了敌基督，将能力和权柄赐给了他。
Pay attention to is what is called the abomination of desolation. I say if I have time, I'll be able to expound this vision and bring it to you like I've done the others. But I can, in a nutshell, tell you that there's a marker you need to watch out here on.
这里有一个标记，你要注意。
Red flag in this vision the Lord is raising.
在这个意象中就举起了一个大的警示旗。如果你看但以理书的十一章，有那里很多确实的，所以我们要再一次的分别。但是，但以理书十一章三十一节，说的如
下。Daniel chapter 11, 31, it says.
三十一节。
Again, Daniel chapter 11, 31.
但以理书十一章三十一节，他必兴兵，这兵必亵渎圣地。
And will abolish the daily sacrifice.
除掉长线的
犯罪，然后他会设立那行毁坏、
可憎的。
This is what you need to watch out on. This is the red flag the Lord is raising in this vision of January.
这是主在这个意象中，在二零二三年月这个意象中所提出的警告。这个可憎的是。
But when he is around during the mid, it's just 7 years. We are really at the end of the prophetic timeline of God.Because after the rapture, it's a mere 7 years. Then the Christ comes back to establish His glorious kingdom. So this is such a high time, a prime time for the church. You must really love Christ and make sure that your salvation is holy and righteous. And you are repentant and zero tolerance of sin. We don't talk about 30 years, 100 years. We think the moment the church is taken at rapture, then we simply talk about 3.5 years, and then this abomination of desolation befalls. And another 3.5 years of great tribulation, and the Messiah comes to do the great battle at the Armageddon and establish his glorious throne. Coming now, the rapture says. So it's not a big time scale that we are discussing here.But the warning that he brings up to you is this, Daniel chapter 11, 31, where he says, the setting up of the abomination that causes desolation, meaning he put his statue, his image in the temple in Jerusalem, and he will not allow anybody globally to worship any god. So the worshiping Jehovah will be prohibited. You will not be able to worship Jesus. That's why they will be banning, and there will be the butchering, the slaughtering, the murdering of those that attempt to worship Jesus. If you read Revelation 6, important message here, when the senior most clergy were here from all over the world, when I say the church will not be protected in the great tribulation,
she will not.
And that's why in Revelation chapter 6, 9-11, you see they have been slaughtered for the testimony of Jesus they maintained, and the word of God they had, they had read, and their souls were crying out for revenge under the altar of God, the transparent altar, so you could see them there crying for revenge. So this is the vision of January 23, the abomination of desolation. And if you look at Daniel chapter 12, if you have a chance, Daniel 12, 11, he says the following.
He says,
from the time that the daily sacrifice is abolished, and the abomination that causes desolation is set up, there will be 1,290 days. So it constantly points you to this tremendous time coming when the Antichrist will establish the worship of Satan. We have seen in Revelation 13 that they will worship the dragon and then worship the beast, because the dragon is the one that has empowered the beast. So the false prophet essentially that will come, who is very wealthy with a global wealth, will be a billionaire. Will institute this worship of Antichrist, the worship of Satan. So the whole world will worship Satan. There will be temple worshippers globally. There will be a big revival, the great tribulation. Why did I just hold it a little and be part of that revival? I'll be harvested there. No, you don't want to take chances. You don't want to worship while you're being beheaded. For you to worship, you're beheaded. You don't want that experience. Already, the little trials and persecutions here, you cannot stand. And the same thing Jesus talks about in the book of Matthew 24. That is the highlight. That is the warning the Lord raises to you, even as you celebrate the crippled, the blind, that you may be able to take this quality time, polish your salvation, prepare a righteous garment, be ready for the kingdom of God, have zero tolerance to sin. In the book of Matthew 24, he talks about it in verse 15. Jesus himself. Matthew 24:15 it says, so when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let no one on the house rooftop go down to take anything out of the house. Let no one in the field go back to get their clock. Meaning, it will be a dreadful time, and I've seen this time. The Lord has shown it to me. When I'm telling Israel, pass this way. There was a genocide planned on the road, down the valley, the road. So I let them pass. I told them pass through the valley. They went through a forest like this. Because the Lord showed me there was a roadblock prepared to be slaughtered. Meaning, he would turn around and want Israel, want the whole world to worship him. And when the people of God who refuse to worship him, then he would begin to slaughter them. Remember also that we're talking about the seven seals that have been broken. And I mentioned that the pale horse in front was Europe. Look at the war that broke out. So if you're talking 8 billion people, that is massive massacre. 4 billion people don't want to be there. So you want to use these mirrors of the people and the blind and the prophet of God walking in the shadow of God, opening topics,
opening blind eyes, and crippled left and right
uncontrollably as you saw at Bengai 5.
You want to use that
for your entry into glory. That's what the Lord is raising here. But use this announcement now to enter without being beheaded. So there will be the abomination that causes desolation. That is the high warning, the high red flag the Lord is raising in front of this higher generation. So be careful now. There is an abomination that is coming. And he says here, that let nobody come out of the rooftop and go downstairs in the house to get anything. Or come out of the field, run to their house somewhere to go and get a cloth. You should pray it is running the winter. You should pray you're not pregnant when this is happening. Meaning your speed, how fast you run is what will save you. You flee.
It will be a difficult time. 你要逃命,
so this is the vision of Saturday. Saturday, January 7th, the year 2023, the vision of the wounded beast,
那受伤的兽的意象,
whose mortal wound, severely wounded, whose severe and mortal wound healed, the vision of the Lord showed me on January 7th, this year, the month that has not expired.
2023.
So for those who are here, you have been warned, you have been cautioned. Warning comes with fair counsel. Repent and turn away from sin. Receive Jesus.
离开罪,
forget about
接受,
all the other religions. Jesus alone. Jesus alone has power. He has demonstrated in this age. He has used his two prophets to demonstrate that only the religion of Jesus, of the cross, and the blood of Jesus has power
and
raise people. Many Muslims are joining now. They are receiving the Lord. So they are
not crippled.
Only Jesus can pop blind eyes. Only the Lord God, Yahweh, the God of Israel. So this is the time when you are well warned.
It's prime time,
it's quality time, the miracles are there, the power is demonstrated, the power of the blood and the cross of Jesus. You will see now somebody walking, the prophets who are double, they are walking with the shadow of God. I mean, this is a wonder.
They
are broken Bible record. They are raising cripples left and right by the shadow of God. They are entering that field.
Even before you began walking, my Lord, already before you have walked.
That is enormous power and demonstration of authority of the blood and the cross of Jesus. So you have no reason whatsoever to enter into the kingdom of God.
So
you cannot wait for this. The red warning, the red flag, is the abomination that causes desolation. The vision of January 7th, the year 2023, Saturday.
So
those who are
receiving
the Lord, who are well warned, repeat after, mighty Lord Jesus, I receive you into the
spirit,
and I repent of all my sins today. And I ask you, my Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior and guide me and transform me and regenerate my heart, regenerate my soul. Lord, prepare me with fear of tolerance to see, to reach out to more people also with this life-saving God of Jesus. And prepare them in holiness also, that we may enter the glorious eternal kingdom of God. When you come to the church, in the mighty name of Jesus, I'm born again. If you say that prayer, the Lord bless you. Thank you for that.